Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, people. Sunday, the 24th of March, 2024. Almost the end of the March. We're almost a quarter, he says. Drastically clutching at straws with his mathematics there, or math, as they say in the States. No need for an S on the end of it. Almost a third of the way through the year already, people. Where is it going? Is it me or is time going quick now? I don't know. Time seems to go a lot faster the older you get. That's for sure. I hope you're doing well out there. That's what I hope. From the bottom of this cold, black, twisted heart, I hope you're having a good week so far and your weekend is going well. It is precisely 7:36 in the evening, PM, on a Sunday, people. I know I said I was going to get this out there early. I was going to get up early every week and do it. But, you know, things have got away from me this week. What can I say? I can only apologise. I've been greatly procrastinating this weekend, cleaning. That's what I've done most of the weekend. I've been getting my jobs done. I've had a few gigs this week, which have been lovely, but I have mainly been getting jobs done this weekend. It's only taken me 4 weeks to get it done, but I have finally finished my fucking front door. Ah, and doesn't it look beautiful? Here's what happened to me, right? It's taken me so long. It takes me so long to get stuff done because I want it to be perfect, right? I'm a perfectionist. Now, I know regular listeners of this podcast will not feel that about me at all when they listen to this actual podcast. I know what you're thinking out there, right? However, I do like to have things perfect. I'm a bit of a fucking mentalist when it comes to that, right? Any sort of like decorating, any mark on the wall, anything like that, I like the place to be spick, span, clean. I'm a bit of a fucking clean freak. Again, you probably wouldn't be able to tell that if you're watching this on the video because I look essentially like a balding homeless man at the moment because I have not had a shave this weekend either. I know. I'm old man, baby. What can I say? It just sprouts out of me. Anyway, it's taken me 4 weeks to get the fucking front door painted. I finally got it painted. I've changed the numbers from the prison type numbers. When the numbers changed here, because they changed the flat numbers. When the numbers changed, they gave us like a plate and then didn't bother filling the holes in the door or repainting the door or anything like that. So they just put a plate over the fucking holes with the number on, which, to be honest, it was starting to wind me up. I don't know what those issues are that I have about holes not being filled. I don't know. Maybe that's something to do with my psyche. I have no idea. However, some sort of repressed childhood thing that's gone on, I have no, you know, you draw your own conclusions from that, people. However, I wanted the old style ones that we used to have. They were nice. They were kind of curly, sort of like door numbers rather than a door plate that looks it like very much like we're living in a row of prison cells. So my neighbour over the way, she got it done. And I thought, that's a fucking good idea. I'm going to track them down and get it done myself. Go for it, Ben. So I did, right? So everything's perfect, right? It's taken me about 7 different coats to fucking paint it and get it looking plush, right? It looks good. You can't tell it's been filled. I go to put the numbers in. The first number goes in fine. The second number, which I won't tell you because there's weirdos out on the internet and they might be able to track my flat down and then start sending me complaints via letter rather than via email. Let's have some tea, hang on. The second number, and this is always the way, I got to the last screw, putting in the last screw, and it was just tight, and I thought, just tighten it up, it's going to stay there forever. Just tighten it and pop. The fucking head comes off the screw, doesn't it? I can't put another screw in the door because the screw body is in the actual door. Everything's lined up where I want it. I am not filling the holes and starting all over again because I don't have 4 weeks worth of work to fucking do it, to wait for it to dry so then you can recoat it and wait for that to dry so you can, Jesus, it's a nightmare. So, so a 10-minute job of putting on these numbers, I've got them all lined up and everything, turns into a 2-hour job because I've got to file down the head of the fucking screw. I've got to file that down so it fits in the hole, and I just glued it. Yes, people, I know it's a bodge job in the end, and don't get me wrong, it is frustrating the shit out of me knowing I haven't done a proper job with it. But A, the numbers are not going to move. Nobody's, you know. B, it looks good. C, the head's on there and it's super glued in. So, you know. But to get it glued in without it staying proud, because the screw wasn't obviously all the way in with the body, I had to file it down. That took about 2 hours. Kept popping out my hand. I filed down most of my finger. The rage that caused is unbelievable. I cannot express how much rage I had whilst I was, fuck, if I didn't just give it that extra little tweak, we wouldn't be in this situation now, Ben, would we? I'm fucking losing my mind, people, I tell you. So I've done that this weekend. I've just spent 3 hours today cleaning my car. It's immaculate. I don't know. There's something about cleaning that just frees my mind up, de-stresses me from all the DIY jobs I do. That's it. Now I've got to like do something else with the bathroom. That's starting to crack out because I've been in here about 2 years now, and you know, paint doesn't seem to last longer than 2 fucking years anymore. Why can't we put lead back in paint? At least you had a quality product. Yes, people died, but at least we had a quality product, didn't we, that could last longer than 2 years without getting a little bit of damp on it, and then it cracks out. And then that tape stuff they put around the top of every single fucking room, don't they know that it cracks at that exact point, so you have to cut the tape off, and then you have to, like, skim it and fucking file that down. And Jesus. Oh, we're on a rant today, people. We're on a rant today. Anyway, how's you? Jesus. I think I've just been on my own too long this weekend. I've just been on my own. I've got het up about stuff. You know, every fucking DIY job I seem to do seems to just, this is just a 5-minute job. I'll just file this down or, like, you know, repaint this. And then the fucking one job leads into another job leads into another job. So anyway, we've got the front door done. As long as nobody touches the numbers or tries to pry them off, I think we're all golden. Let's have a little bit of tea and calm down. Hang on. So, what has been happening in your life this week? I tell you what, people of the world, or further afield, who knows where you're listening to this. If anybody is listening to this in the future, which I imagine you possibly will be, but because that's the nature of how uploading things after you've recorded them works. Yeah, obviously you're listening to this in the future, but hundreds of years from now, this is what a stressed male sounded like in 2024, just releasing his fucking thoughts into the internet, wondering if people are going to judge him hundreds of years after, you know, everybody judges everybody for everything these days, doesn't it? Yeah, there's a segue. There's a segue into news that's happened this week. Kate Middleton, I don't know if that's a name anymore, whatever, the Princess of Wales. Holy shit, after the shitstorm there was last week over the picture, it's all been revealed that she actually has cancer, which is not, you know, having had a very close relative, very close, dear to me relative, go through this last year, still going through it, the effects of it, you know, it's not a very nice thing to go through. One thing I did notice about all of this, I've noticed all the speculators, the people trying to come up with conspiracy theories and, William's having an affair with somebody, she's pregnant with somebody else's child. No, you were very, very wrong. They've gone a bit quiet this week. As soon as the big C, gets smashed out there. Everybody seems to have gone quiet on the conspiracy theories of, like, Kate having an affair with, like, some guy who was killed the other week, and that's why he was killed or died or something like that. And she was pregnant with his baby, and that's why she's gone in for an abdominal surgery. No, apparently not. But for some reason, those people are not going on about that this week. I wonder why. Jesus Christ, the amount of people who do things for likes or clicks or, you know, literally earning money out of gossip. Most people these days on TikTok, unless they're doing educational shit, most people on TikTok, fucking Instagram, are no better than the fucking shit red top rag newspapers out there, just, you know, making up bullshit about people just to essentially get clicks and likes and then earn money out of other people's speculating about other people's lives. Oh my God. Is there no end to this? That's the only thing that's changed with social media. Everybody has become their own fucking red top newspaper now. Everybody's got their own theories and spreading fucking shit about people. Instead of the newspapers doing it and we either buy it or sell it, now everybody's doing it like to try and coin in and earn money out of it. And I'm not saying I'm above that, people. I'm not saying I'm above that, but it's just an observation I've made. Let's have some more tea. Oh. Standard, regular Yorkshire tea. Love it. Strong. It's all the... the whole speculation just went mental last week. And everybody from their fucking nan to their fucking... I imagine there's a cat playing a piano somewhere on the internet who has made a video about speculating whether William's having an affair, whether Kate's having an affair, and what's with the abortion that's gone on and all that sort of thing. And that all came from a shitty Photoshop picture of her that they've probably Photoshopped in, because I imagine, you know, going through chemo and that sort of thing, I've seen it. I imagine she's not looking her best at the minute. So she just thought, I'll just put out this picture. Say it's no biggie for Mother's Day or anything like that. And then everybody looks at it in microscopic detail, pulls it apart, says she's had an abortion, and then she comes out this week and says it's cancer, and everybody shuts the fuck up. I mean, fucking hell. I don't know, man. I don't know. Jesus Christ. It's just the speculatory nature of everything. Everybody trying to, you know, I've got an angle on this. This is the truth, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's conspiracy theory. It's like the flat earthers for fucking, you know, the royals. That's all it is. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, obviously, like anyone who has cancer, I wish her well. Not that she really gives a shit what I think, but it's a fucking horrible thing to go through. That's for sure. Not that I have personal, you know, not that that's happened to me personally, as in within this body, but people close to me have had it and had the treatment for it, and it's fucking awful, I can tell you. So, I imagine nobody's posting about that being bullshit. Are they? Just, you know. Everybody speculating last week that everything she's ever said is bullshit, and then she comes out with that and everybody's suddenly stum because they know they'll, you know, everybody's holding their finger up and they to see which way the wind's blowing, and now the wind's blowing the other way. Everybody's suddenly very, very silent about it. I don't know. Anyway, that's one thing that's happened this week. The hypocrisy of people out there. The other thing that has happened this week, holy fucking shit. Being an England fan myself, you know where I'm going with this, people. Being an England fan myself, well, what could he mean? What could possibly have happened with regards to England this week. I shall tell you what. The filth of the New England show. That's what you expect me to say. That's what you expect me to say, isn't it? The filth. St. George's flag is fucking red and white, mate. That's what it is, fucking red and white. Anything other than that. This is... That's what people like me are meant to say, aren't they? Like skinhead white guys, you know? We're meant to become suddenly ultra-patriotic. This is the England shirt. Now, the New England shirt come out. Why can't... First of all, my issue with the England shirt is actually not the St. George's flag. My issue with the England shirt is how dull it is. You know what I mean? It's just... You know, I have started now not buying England shirts, right? I think the last England shirt I bought was the... You know, the one where the where Beckham scored the free kick against Greece. That was the last England shirt I actually bought, I think. Yeah, that was the last shirt I bought. The one with the red stripe going down the left-hand side. It looked fucking great. You know, the old St. George's stripe, that weren't fucking purple, was it? Here we go. Here we go, Ben. Repress that. Push it down, Ben. Push it down. Yeah, so that was the last England shirt I bought because the better England shirts now are not the actual England shirts. The better England shirts are the warm-up pre-match shirts. They have some fucking great pre-match shirts now. I don't know why anyone would spend 120 quid or whatever, 90 quid, I think, for the away top this year. I don't know why anyone would spend money on those when the pre-match shirts are so much better. And they're more or less guaranteed to wear them at the start of every game. That pre-match shirt that came out, like, what was it, 8 years ago, something like that. The white one, that was fucking great. I got the red one last time. I'll probably buy the pre-match shirt this time. The red one looks pretty good, actually. And I think there's like a purpley one, is there? Or is that the away top? I don't know. Anyway, big issues this week. Between patriotism and virtue signalling. They have hit, come to a head, isn't it? Because both sides are comical in equal measure, I think, because they never agree on anything and they all, you know, each side is trying to make a mockery of the other side. That's basically what we do these days, isn't there? There's no middle grey area in between. This is where we're trying to, this is where the world finds the middle grey area. Here at the Ben Briggs podcast, because neither side can seem to sort of like comprehend where the other side, you can't understand that there's patriotic people out there who maybe don't want the St. George's flag, you know, changed. You can't comprehend that notion. You've lived in this world, what are you, 20, 30, 40 years old, and you cannot comprehend that there is really patriotic people out there who don't want to see the flag fucked with. You know, put it into a big scale, there's people who have died, you know, fought for this country because of that flag. Well, possibly the Union Jack, really, or the Union flag, whatever. But it's just the patronising tone with everything. You know, St. George isn't even English. Well, yeah, but he is like the patron saint. You know, you can understand why it's an emotive subject to some people because people are fucking blindly patriotic and that's the way things are sometimes. And sometimes we need fucking people like that in this country. We do. We need fucking blindly patriotic people sometimes to fucking fight wars for us that we're too cowardly to fight ourselves. That's the bottom line of it. And I can see that side of it, why people, you know, would not really see the nod, apparently, to the 1966 World Cup final. Also, you've got people stirring this shit up online for clicks and money, you know. That's what they're doing. So I can see it from that point of view that people are quite patriotic. I'm you know, I'm not blindly patriotic to the crimes that our nation has committed over the years. But I tell you what, when I watch that fucking Beckham goal against Greece go in, even now, as earlier on today, I watched it because I wanted to watch it again. I get the fucking hairs stand up on the back of my neck. I still remember the fucking goal Gazza scored against Scotland in Euro 96. And I still get those hairs stand up on the back of my neck, right? It's a good thing. Some people enjoy football. Some people enjoy supporting their country, right? And I can also see the other side of it, right? I can see the other side that really doesn't really matter. It's a new take on, you know, it's a throwback. The English, you know, the George's flag cross hasn't always been red and, you know, always been on the kit. It hasn't always been red and white. Sometimes, you know, on one of the kits, I think it was blue and white. But, you know, but people can't comprehend, like, the other side can't comprehend that, you know, that people don't really give a shit about the George's flag either. You know, it doesn't matter. Both sides are just like fucking whinging at each other and trying to act as if like they're the grown up and bigger man and just pointing out the same fucking flaws in the other side that the other side are pointing out in them. Ah, you know, that's the thing that gets me. It's just fucking noise, isn't it? It's just fucking noise. And I understand the irony of me sitting here saying that, like, into your ears right now, but it's just fucking noise. Nobody's going to change their fucking mind. You know, nothing anybody says from one side to the other side is going to, like, change anybody's views. And it's just noise, and people are just posting it out there for likes. You know, nobody's putting a brilliant twist on it and solving it and going, hey, I appreciate this point of view and I appreciate this point of view. Have we thought about doing this? And everybody goes, holy shit, that's brought two sides together. No, it just creates more of a divide. And it's the same fucking arguments that everybody is spouting and trying to claim that it's their own fucking point of view. It just, it's disappointing. We haven't even got to the Euros yet. We haven't even gone out on fucking penalties yet, like we're bound to do. You know, it's a fucking shirt. We're already divided as a nation over the fucking shirt we're going to fucking be wearing in the fucking games. How the fuck? Yeah. I think we might be concentrating on the wrong thing here, people. You know what I mean? Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me, an avid football fan and player when I was younger. You know, maybe we're concentrating on the wrong thing here if we're all arguing about what the fucking shirt looks like and whether it is a St. George's flag or isn't a St. George's flag. They haven't even set foot on the field in the first game of the competition yet. Can we all just, you know, save the virtue signalling and the fucking aggression and the over-the-top patriotism until we've actually kicked a fucking ball in the fucking tournament and then we can go, shall we? I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just more arguing, isn't it? And next week it'll be like, you know, somebody arguing about something else, trying to make themselves look good. And that's all it is. Both sides are just trying to make, one side's trying to make themselves look really, really patriotic and they see that as a good thing. The other person's trying to make themselves, you know, seem really, hey man, these are all numbskulls and idiots. Hey, aren't I so super fucking, you know, awake to everything? Not that being woke is a bad thing, but, you know, I think, like, when you're coming out with the same arguments and it just amounts to the fact that anybody in an England shirt who fucking, who watches football is a numbskull, because I don't like football. I don't know, man. It's just, It's just disappointing. It's the same fucking tired fucking arguments all the time. And it never gets us anywhere. But there we go. Hey, 25 minutes in. What a conclusion to draw from. Hey, I can... And I'm not saying I have all the answers either. I have no fucking answers to it. I personally, for me, I don't know. If you're going to put a St. George's flag on there, just, you know, I'm not wildly, you know, here it goes. Here's the haircut. Push it down, Ben. Push that skinhead vibe down. Keep it down in your gut. If you're going to put the St. George's flag on a fucking England shirt, just keep it red and white. That, you know, that would be my personal decision. But I do not own a sports manufacturing company. And I am not, you know, subliminally trying to call back to the training gear of the 1966 World Cup winners. So I don't know. It's not, you know, I don't see why the colours change, but nobody really give a shit when it was like, I think it changed in 2010 and the little blue ones over. Nobody gave a shit about it then. I didn't give a shit about it then because nobody made a fucking issue of it then because it was 2010 and people had other shit to fucking deal with at that point. Wasn't it? It was, everything wasn't a fucking issue at that point in 2010. What was that, 14 years ago? Facebook was around, wasn't it? I don't think Twitter or Instagram were around then. So, you know, nobody really gave a shit. Actually, Ben, Twitter was invented in fuck off. Immediately. Fuck off. The amount of fucking messages I've seen, like comments I've seen under posts about the England shirt, and it's just, aren't I so fucking smart? Haven't I done my research that I've Googled and basically taken word for word from a Guardian journalist about this? Can't we have our own thoughts at some point? Do we have to just regurgitate everything that somebody else has written and we go, oh, he sounds smart. I want to sound like that guy. So I'm going to regurgitate verbatim exactly what he's just said about where St. George comes from. Everybody thinks they're fucking educating the world all the time. You know, has to educate people. There you go. You did not know some facts that I happened to Google and just learnt 5 minutes ago. Let me educate you about this. I don't know, man. Both sides are just as fucking petty and shit as everybody, as each other, aren't they? But there you go. Here we go. We're in the middle ground here. I wouldn't have changed it, but I'm not really bothered that they have. That's basically my conclusion about it. As an England supporter, I would have kept the red and white St. George's flag, but I'm not really bothered that it's actually changed. I know. And I think most people really probably think about that, you know. I like the fact that the England kit is made by Nike. I know that I'm not going to buy that shirt anyway. I never was going to buy that shirt anyway. I like England, right? I'm an Englishman. I class myself as an Englishman. Here I am. You know, an Englishman with a skinhead and I'm white. I'm meant to be the worst person in the world. However, I am open to the fact that, you know, sometimes somebody who works for a corporate company may change things on a shirt that I have no say about. You know, I like the fact it's made by Nike. I think Nike is possibly the coolest brand out there. Then Adidas. And then I don't really buy anything else, like sportswear-wise. But, you know, I'm open to the fact that not every England shirt is going to be designed the way I would design it myself, even though I have no design skills whatsoever. I think that's how most of us feel. A preference, I would keep the flag the same, but possibly just so this situation didn't kick off and most people, you know, but they've probably done that for sales. I was never going to buy the shirt. It's £120. I'm not spending 120 quid on a fucking football shirt that's going to be out of date in 2 years' time when I wouldn't even spend 120 quid on a fucking smart shirt that I'm going to use at gigs for like the next 2-3 years, you know, and I'll get more wear out of that. Also, I'm not going to spend 120 quid on an England shirt, and this is the big thing for me, 120 quid on an England shirt that I can only really wear during tournaments without looking like a fucking racist. I am not going to pay 120 quid to wear that shirt when I've got no other shirts to wear, and I wear it up Sainsbury's when a tournament is not on and everybody thinks I'm a thug. So that's my take on it. There you go. Solved. I don't know, people. 30 minutes. Holy fucking shit. We got a bit carried away there, didn't we? We started off moaning about DIY and it ended up saying I don't want to invest in the fact that I look even more racist. That's my big issue. DHgate. That's where you want to get your T-shirts from. Your football shirts, apparently. I've never got any from there, but there you go. Anyway, people, that is my take on the week this week or things that are happening. Shit, that's loose. Thank you for tuning in. Same Ben Briggs time, same Ben Briggs channel next week. I hope you have a lovely week. Have a good fucking week, motherfuckers, and I shall speak to you hopefully next Sunday with less contentious issues, but who knows what's going to happen in the week. Take care, motherfuckers. Speak to you next week.